We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spending a little more time, I would say, on some teams being very, very deliberate and thorough, because there are a few teams in particular that are on the bubble that have very unique situations. The quad system has done for the committee this year is to redefine what a quality win is, what a quality game is. Probably brought more games into consideration that are played on the road. And also, it's probably diminished the impact of a road loss. You know, what in the past would have been considered a very bad loss. If it's a road game and a conference game, for example, against a lower half team from a good conference, that loss doesn't stick out nearly as much as it did in the past. But it brings more teams in that, you know, 50 to 75 range on the road into consideration as a real quality game and potentially a real quality win.
He loves sports.
It consumes my time. I ignore family. I put off responsibility. I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
This is the Pony Express. Here's Andrew Filippone.
And it's Selection Day, and that was NCAA Senior Vice President of Men's Basketball Championships. What a complicated title. Dan Gavitt on CBS Sports yesterday. I'm not sure what his job is exactly, other than overseeing maybe the bracketing process, but there he was talking about where we are as we're now just a few hours away from bracket time. Gavitt telling the set yesterday that 35 of the 36 at-large teams are figured out. And that was at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. One thing I want to clear up right off the bat here is that the last teams that get in matter. You know, I know sports fans that don't really care about the bubble talk, or maybe you're a fan of a one seed, or you're a fan of Duke or North Carolina, and you're not sweating out Selection Sunday. Michigan State, you're good. Kansas, you're good. You know, go down the list of teams that have never had to worry for a second whether or not they would be in this year's tournament. But for the teams that are on the cusp, the fringe, the bubble cluster, the 15 or 16 teams right now that are vying for six or seven spots, the decision that the committee has made or will make matter. And I say that because we have seen teams from that range, the last few teams in, we've seen a few of them recently go on long tournament runs. George Mason, 2006, they get an at-large. They get in over Hofstra, who had beaten them twice in the regular season. Then in the tournament, they beat Michigan State, North Carolina, and Connecticut. They go all the way to the Final Four. They're a true Cinderella. 2011, VCU, they had 11 losses. Jay Billis said on Selection Day, VCU in, tough to justify that, ripped them. Then they went all the way from the first four in Dayton to the Final Four, beat Kansas in the Elite Eight. Syracuse, 2 years ago, 9-9 in the ACC, had one of the weakest non-conference schedules in the country, had lost 5 of 6, gets in as a 10 seed, beats Virginia in the Elite Eight, goes to the Final Four. So one of the final teams that's being discussed right now can make it to the Final Four. And at least a couple of them will make it to the Sweet 16. Last year it was Xavier. 11 seed, barely avoided the first four, got all the way to the Elite Eight as an 11 seed. So let's talk about what Gavitt said there. I'm really big on holding people accountable. If you say something on the record, you know, it should be factual. It should be honest. It should not be a smokescreen or BS or something that you just make up in the moment. If Gavitt says road wins matter, that there's more of an emphasis on road victories, then I would hope that that is a big point or a big big reason why certain teams get in and certain teams get left out today. That the teams with the road victories get in, the teams that are lacking in that regard get left out. So that gets me to this point, and it's really the big one that I want to make this morning. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Can we please, please give the teams from the mid-major conferences who are outside the power conferences, who had really good seasons, who won 25, 26, 27, 28 games, who actually showed that they could win this year. Can we let those teams in over the power conference teams that won 7 conference games or 8 conference games, had a losing record in conference, had a million opportunities this year to show and to prove to everybody that they belong in the tournament? Can we please take the mid-major team over the mediocre power conference team this year? That's what I want. That's what I want to see happen later tonight. I want to see a Middle Tennessee State team in. I don't want to see a Marquette in. I want to see a St. Mary's in. I don't want to see a Baylor in. I want to see a St. Bonaventure in. I don't want to see an Alabama in. Those teams had all year to prove that they were good enough to be one of 35, one of 68 teams in the tournament, and all they did for 4 months was win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. Are they in? Are they out? Are they in? Are they out? No. The charm of the tournament for me is that once you get past the major teams, once you get past the top 20 or top 25, not only currently, presently great, but historically great schools, once you get past them, the charm of the tournament is the little guy or the guy that has been, that is not known, who we've never heard of, your Gonzaga before they became Gonzaga, your George Mason before they became George Mason, your VCU before they became VCU. Seeing those teams have an opportunity to go on a long run. And so that's what I want to see today. Getting back to what Gavitt said, Middle Tennessee State won 12 road games, 12 games away from home. If that's a big emphasis, they should be in. St. Mary's won 10 games. They won 10-1 away from home. They won at Gonzaga. If the road wins matter, they should be in. Oklahoma, 2-8 on the road. They won one road game in the Big 12 the entire season. One. Alabama, 2-8 on the road. So if you're going to tell me Saturday afternoon, hey, this year we're really looking at road wins, how many do you have? The quality of those road wins, that we're going to reward teams from going on the road and winning. If they're going to do that, then put Middle Tennessee State in, put St. Mary's in. But you know what? And I hate to say this, but I believe it. This is an $8.8 billion industry, the NCAA tournament. CBS and TBS, Turner Sports, CBS have paid the NCAA $8.8 billion for this thing. And ever since that happened, what we've seen is that the tie goes to the big conference team, the team that is going to bring in money, the team that is going to put people in the seats, the teams that are going to attract more attention to the tournament. So I just assume today that Oklahoma, even though they have played like absolute crap for the last 2 months, they haven't won a road game since 2017, that because they've got Trae Young, because they're fourth in scoring, because they play a very exciting brand of basketball, even though they don't win, that a team like that will find its way in the tournament, even though they don't deserve it. You can't tell me that when you lose on a neutral court to Oklahoma State, when you're getting beat, your head's getting pounded, you're getting skull-dragged through the month of February, that you deserve to get in when you can't win away from home, and you haven't looked like a good team since the calendar flipped to 2018. But because they've got a star player, because that'll be good for the tournament, to have that face in, to have that name in, to have that brand in, I just assume that Oklahoma, the tie goes to them, and they'll get in. Arizona State, Their coach, very well known, Bobby Hurley. Well, we can fall back on the fact that back in November, they beat two really good teams. Even though they stunk it up in Pac-12 play, they've got two wins in Pac-12 play against against UCLA and USC that look okay. Outside of that, they've been getting pummeled by teams. They get beat by Colorado on a neutral court in the Pac-12 tournament. They go one and done in that tournament. I don't want to see those teams. They've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. So this is really my manifesto on Selection Sunday. I would much prefer to see the mid-major team get in. And, you know, if you're a Baylor fan or an Arizona State fan or a Marquette fan or an Oklahoma State fan or an Oklahoma fan, you don't deserve to get in. You don't. And you're probably sitting there this morning, you're driving around listening to this thinking, well, you know what, our record against the RPI top 50 is this, and we've got this many quad one wins, and, you know, if we played Middle Tennessee State, we'd beat them 9 out of 10 times, or if we played St. Mary's, we're way better than them. I don't want to hear any of that. When you're going 8-10 in conference play, 9-9 in conference play, long losing streaks, the schedule and the system is built for you to get in. When you have that many opportunities and that kind of margin for error, I'm sorry, you had all season to prove that you were one of the better teams in America, and you'd get up, you'd win a game, you take one step forward, you take two steps back. You know, and plus, I don't know, with all the corruptness and crap that's going on in college basketball, I'd rather see one of the smaller schools or one of the mid-major schools that's probably doing it the right way get a chance to compete in the tournament, get that what is a once-in-a-lifetime shot, something that could change a coach's life or a player's life or an institution's life, a program's life. I don't know. I'd rather just see that. And it's not without merits, man. It's not like I just have a bias built in for the little guy or the underdog or the Cinderella. If the guy that's in charge of the tournament committee says, we're going to reward road wins, well, the small teams that don't get the home games in November and December, all they do is play road games to financially affect their programs. You know, the Middle Tennessee State can't play 10 home games in November and December. They've got to go on the road. They've got to take those games where it's a paycheck from a school and probably a loss. They've got to do those things. So that's what I want. If you're going to give me something today, you want to get me into this tournament, one of the things I want to see is when it comes to the last few spots, give the little guy a chance. Give the team that has gone on the road and beaten somebody over the team like Oklahoma or Alabama or Baylor or Texas or Arizona State, Marquette, that had months and months, games upon games to get themselves in but really don't deserve it. So that's where we're going to start today. The bubble thing is fascinating to me. I do think the money is a big part of it. I think that they do go with name. I do think they look at brand recognition. I do think they like to put the big schools in. Ever since they took the huge paycheck from CBS and TBS, I think there's a bias to put those teams in, and I want to know if you agree with me. But maybe you like the tournament better that way. I don't know. Maybe you want to see the names. Maybe you think the tournament is better with Trae Young in it. Maybe you think the tournament is better with a name brand like Bobby Hurley or Alabama. Maybe you think Colin Sexton, the Alabama guard, is an NBA player. Maybe you think it's better that way. I don't. And so I want to get your thoughts in on this to start today's show. Who the bubble team should be? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Who you think the last few teams should be? Man, you don't have to give me specific names, but tell me if you agree with me that the money rules the day, that that's why the big teams get in over the small conference teams. If you're like me and you'd prefer to see more underdog, more Cinderella, more mid-major teams in, maybe you want to make a case for a team's resume. Maybe you're a fan of one of those big conference schools that I'm talking about that's on the bubble and you want to make a case. If you do, I'm here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Coming to you from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic, he does a bubble watch. He'll join me at 1 o'clock to talk about brackets. But I want to start with the college basketball fan today and just ask you what you want out of Selection Sunday. Do you like when the mid-major teams get a shot? Or would you rather have the big-name, big-profile schools in there like Notre Dame, like Oklahoma, like Alabama? We'll be back with your thoughts next. I'm Andrew Filippone. This is the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.